Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Hey, Tigger and Beck. Hope everything's going well for you and your listeners. This is Travis Wolf here from Clear Springs Cattle Company, and we're gearing up for our 2026 Bred for Balance sale. It's going to be February 13th this next year here in Starbuck, Minnesota. Join us on DV Auction or check out our website, bredforbalance.com, and follow myself, Travis Wolf, on Facebook to stay updated with all the latest lot information and catalog. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's the Clear Springs Cattle Company and their annual Bred for Balance sale, February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota, home of Superior Simmental and Semangus Genetics.
Looking for a Christmas gift that really rocks? Surprise your friends and family with tickets to the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. Not only will they experience world-class rodeo action, parades, shopping, and classic Western fun, this year's concerts are bigger, louder, and more unforgettable than ever. Featuring Corb Lund, Kenny Fiedler, and the kickoff concert with Trace Adkins. Give the gift of live music, dancing, and memories that last long after the lights go down. Get your Bucking Horse Sale tickets today at buckinghorsesale.com and ranchchannel.com and make Christmas legendary.
On the news side, Senator Deb Fischer from Nebraska, a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, reintroduced the Haulers of Agriculture and Livestock Safety Act, or HALS, to strengthen the transportation of America's agricultural products. Now, the HALS Act would, one, eliminate the requirement that ag and livestock hours of service exemptions only apply during state-designated planting and harvest seasons. Two, amend and clarify the definition of agricultural commodities based on feedback provided by agricultural and livestock organizations. Three, expand on a Fisher provision signed into law by authorizing a 150 air mile exemption from hours of service requirements on the destination side of a haul for ag commodity haulers. And our final market report for the year takes us to Kiss Livestock in Mandan, North Dakota, talking about bred heifers and bred cows. On the first side, the bred heifers, they sold in between 3,500 up to 4,050. The top heifers, weighing 11 and a quarter, were a big group of black bred heifers. That's all the information I have on those. On the bred cow side, they averaged in between 2650 all the way up to 4375, a little bit softer on the bred heifer and the bred cow market as we get ready to close out the new year. The top bred cows were black bred cows weighing 1389, bringing 4375. And that is your final Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year, and we'll see y'all in 2026.